Now, I want to focus for a moment on this one phrase, my cup runs over. Now, at first glance in this psalm, because we treat this as a psalm of comfort, our first thought is that this is a cup of blessing, and it could be. But it could also be a cup of iniquity. And so there's two cups that the Bible talks about that both spill over and both get filled up. One is the cup of blessing, which brings abundance. How many of you want that one? I want that one. I want the cup of blessing that brings abundance. But the other one is the cup of iniquity that brings judgment. So let's talk about those. So I want it to be the cup. My cup runs over. I've found myself. I've gone from this pleasant place to this valley. I've gone from revival, hallelujah, praise his name, to the presence of an enemy. I've gone from the mountaintop and the beauty of the Lord to the valley of the shadow of death. That is where you must make a decision. Now, I want everybody to hear what I'm about to say. It is your choice how you get out of this valley. It is your choice. It's not something we can do for you in a prayer line. If it was that easy, we'd just have prayer lines every night and everybody would be living in Canaan land now, right? We'd just be bringing in the grapes on our shoulders and slaying giants right and left, and everybody would be building great walls. And I mean, I wish it was that easy. Don't you just wish all we'd have to do is a little dab will do you, and we just get up and everything's, I got a feeling everything's going to be all right? I mean, that'd be wonderful if church worked that way. But the Lord says that sometimes that you have to make a choice. Well, every time you get in the valley or you get in a battle, you've got to make a decision in that battle. How am I going to handle this valley? How am I going to handle this enemy? How am I going to handle, do I want God to set a table before me in the presence of my enemy? Which cup is going to flow right now? One of these two cups is going to run over, either the cup of abundance or the cup of iniquity. Now, can I give you the bad news first so we can go home happy? I want to give you the bad news first, then I'll give you the good news and you'll go home happy. If I give you the bad news last, you'll go home depressed. We don't want that. So let's go ahead and start with the bad news. Revelation 18 and 5 talks about the cup of iniquity. Genesis 15 and 16 also gives us the metaphor of the cup of iniquity, which has to do with unforgiveness or unrepentant sin. Have you ever wondered, okay, so I'm about to answer some questions for somebody. Have you ever wondered why some people seem to not be living good for God, but they still are working for God? And it seems, have you ever scratched your head and said, Lord, how are they getting by with that? You know, they don't seem to be doing the right things, but yet they're singing and you use them and the anointing falls and there's still blessings in the house. I mean, I saw somebody get saved when they preached that sermon, but I know there's something there that just I can't put my finger on it. Have you ever wondered why Christians sometimes that have struggles and secrets in their life still get used for a season by the Lord? If you've ever pondered that question like I have, let me just see you raise your hand. Lord, I don't understand how everybody gets to be used when it just seems like they're not doing the right thing. Well, that is what the cup of iniquity is about. The cup of iniquity is the mercy and the grace of God extended for a season of repentance. The Lord says, I'm going to cover you with mercy. I'm going to cover you with grace. But if you do not repent within this time frame, if you do not start practicing forgiveness in this time frame, when you reach the tipping point, everybody say tipping point, when the cup of iniquity is full, it spills over, and it does not spill over blessings. Mercy, 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 mercy. Grace, 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 grace. Goodness, goodness, goodness. And that's why a lot of people keep sinning, because they think, well, you know, God's still blessing me. I still go to church. I raise my hands. I worship. I feel good. Therefore, I must be good. And what they don't realize is they're in a season of grace, and that if they don't change their ways, and this sounds like a holiness preacher tonight, but how many of you know without holiness, no man can see the Lord? That's right. So if they don't change their ways, after a while, they're going to get to a point that that cup of iniquity is going to be full, and when it spills over, they get the judgment of the Lord, not the blessings of the Lord. And we have a choice in that moment. Lord, am I just living in a season of grace? I know, and I'm not talking about anybody, so don't anybody say somebody told him, because nobody told me anything. I'm just throwing out some, you know, hypothetical situation here. Attitude is bad, filled with hatred, unforgiveness, disrespectful to the people around you. Make the people you say you love look bad in front of other people. But yet you think it's all okay. It's all okay to embarrass people, humiliate people, be mean to people. But yet because you speak in tongues, you have somehow justified it in your mind that that's all okay with God. The fact that I'm a disrespectful, dishonoring person and hard to live with, hard to get along with, over-demanding, overreactive, but yet because I speak in tongues and shout and fall out every now and then, God loves me as much as he loves everybody. I'm going to tell you something, and I love you enough to tell you this. At some point in time, the rod of God is coming to your backside. I'm being honest with you. If you don't stop those wayward ways, at some point in time, that cup of iniquity is going to fill up, and when it spills over, it's not going to be goodness and mercy that's following you around. It's going to be a stick that's going to follow you around. God wants his people to live like Christians. Jesus did not die on the cross so we could speak in tongues and fall out and be mean to everybody. God did not die on the cross so that we can disrespect our families and dishonor our spouses and not submit to them and control them and be rude to them and call that Christianity. That is not Christianity. And using your children as a weapon, that is not Christianity. And I've never said this stuff in my life, and I don't even know why I'm saying it tonight. I don't know who I'm talking to, and I hope I don't see anybody that I know. I feel like I'm preaching to a freight train. I got a light in my eye, and I can't even hardly see you out there. So can I just say what God is putting on my heart to say? Is it okay if we tell it like it is tonight? I might step on a toe, but I won't know it if I'm doing it. But I'm telling you what. You cannot disrespect people and be mean and rude and be riotous in your own house and be a troublemaker in your own house and be divisive in your own house and turn your children against their parents in your own house and expect God to bless you when you are violating every scripture that has to do with family. Wives, submit to your husbands as unto the Lord. I didn't write that. Husbands, honor your wives and treat them with love and care as unto the Lord. Love your wives as Christ loved the church. Don't tell me you can mistreat your family and come and fall out on the floor and justify everything that just, all the rudeness and meanness and evil that just came out of your mouth. And don't brag on your bad temper when God says that you should love, lift up holy hands without wrath and doubting. You may be lifting your hands, but they're not holy if nothing but wrath is coming out of your mouth. You can lift them all day long, but they're still not holy. At some point in time, the cup of iniquity is going to get filled.
Thank you so much for supporting our ministry. If this has blessed you, please say a prayer for us. And if you would like to give, we have four ways that you can do that. You can give online at briancutshaw.com, or if you're a PayPal user, just PayPal us at Church Trainer. Or you can also give through the mail at P.O. Box 267, Georgetown, Tennessee, 37336. Or if you're a Venmo user, you can Venmo us also at Church Trainer. Thank you, and God bless you, and may the Lord multiply your seed. Now back to Hope in the Word.
If you want God's blessing, some people are living in the cup of iniquity. And it's nothing but the mercy and grace of God that is going on. But when that cup hits the tipping point and turns over, that is when the judgment of God visits your house. And that is when the wrath of God comes on your life. And that is when the rod of correction comes to your life. And it is not a fun experience. Whew. I got one more scripture and I can change the subject, and I'm so thrilled about that. My son, Hebrews 12, my son or daughter, do not despise the chastening of the Lord, nor be discouraged when you are rebuked by him. For whom the Lord loves, he chastens and scourges every son whom he receives. Now, before you start comparing that to the cat of nine tails, let me tell you, it's not talking about that. You know what that word literally means? Training. Scourging there means training. The Lord trains those that he loves. God wants you to live a good life. He wants your family to be blessed. He wants your life to be blessed. He wants you to be happy. He wants you to be joyful. He wants you to live in peace. He wants you to live in prosperity. God wants you to live in all the goodness of the land. So that's what he wants. So the Lord says, I love you enough to train you. So don't get upset when I rebuke you. Okay, now one more time so that everybody feels comfortable. If you've ever been rebuked by the Lord, raise your hand. All right, and the rest of you are telling a lie. I'm just telling you that up front. I'm joking with you, kinda. We've all been rebuked by the Lord because he loves us. If you are loved by the Lord, you have been chastened by the Lord. Well, I can't tell you how many times he told me to hush and change the subject. I can't tell you how many times I stuck my foot in my mouth and then he stuck his foot somewhere else and said, you ain't gonna say that again. I can't tell you how many times the Lord has, you know, and I don't like being whipped by the Lord. I don't like being whipped by anybody, but I especially don't like being whipped by the Lord. But he'll do it because he loves me enough to put me on the right path. He does not want you living in the valley for the rest of your life. I want you to hear your pastor's heart tonight. God does not delight in your failures and struggles. God wants you to live a good life. God wants you to live a happy life. He wants you to live a blessed life. God does not want you to have years and years of heartache and pain and struggle. If we're there, then there's something missing, because the Lord says, no, I want to bless you beyond blessing, and I want to raise you up to be blessing. And here's the other thing about the cup of iniquity, and then I'm going to get to the cup of blessing. The other thing about the cup of iniquity is it may not be about you at all. Don't raise your hand, but have you ever had an enemy that would not go away? I mean, I've had enemies. I've prayed for God to kill them. I've prayed for God to heal them. I've prayed for God to move them. Have you ever had those? I know I'm the only one that's ever had anybody like that in your life. Lord, whatever you do, just get them off my back. And they just linger and linger and linger. And I fast and pray and they're still there. And it's like they don't go away and they won't shut up. And they just keep their menacing up over and over. I mean, have you ever had somebody like that? It's like no matter how hard you pray, God, I fasted, I prayed, I laid a broken arrow on the altar. I did everything I knew to do, God, to break the power off that I've had. And they are still out there running their mouth on social media. Sometimes it's not about you. Sometimes the reason you're in that valley is not because you've done anything wrong, but God is showing mercy to an enemy that used to be his friend. See, God wants everybody back, even your enemies. You know why the Lord tells us to love your enemies? Because he loves your enemies. God did not make hell for anybody. God made hell for the devil and his angels, and there are people who used to be in the ministry, and now their mouth is filled with filth, and their heart is filled with meanness and anger, and they used to be useful for the Lord, and the Lord wants them back. He wants to clean them up and get them good and saved and healed again and put them back in the ministry. And you know what? That's the best scenario. The best scenario is not that we bury them. The best scenario is that we go to a revival where they're preaching the gospel and people are being saved. So sometimes that cup, that valley is not about you. It's about God extending a season of mercy to a person who is used to be useful in the kingdom, but now they're filled with all kinds of evil. But God says, I want you back. And I know they're troubling you, but I know when they trouble you, you're going to pray. And you're going to call in angels. And you're going to speak in tongues. And when you do, the Holy Ghost is going to pray. You can't pray for them, but the Lord will. Just let the Holy Ghost break out in you. You're praying for them, and you don't even know it. You're praying for people you don't even like, and you don't even know it, because the Lord's not going to let you hear what you're saying. But he's going to let the Holy Spirit pray for them, because even though you don't want them back in your life, God wants them back in his life. And you may not want them back in your circle, but God wants them back in his circle. And so sometimes the cup of iniquity is filling up, but it's not your cup, and it's not your fault, and it's not your issue, but you can't get out of the battlefield, because God is trying to bring back an enemy that he wants back in the fold. And God says, I'm sorry that you're the target, and I'm sorry that they're upsetting you, and I'm sorry that they're troubling your life, but I want them back, and I'm giving them a season to repent. I've given them a season, but you sit back and watch. Let me tell you, I know the Lord and you know the Lord, and that will not last forever. There is an eviction notice coming to places like that. God said about the Amorites, he said, the cup of the, you cannot destroy the Amorites because the cup of iniquity has not been filled. God gave the Amorites a chance to repent. But when the Amorites refuse to repent, then God says to Joshua, go in there and destroy every one of them. The cup of iniquity has filled up, and now judgment will come to their house because they did not repent in the allotted time that the Lord gave them. But can I give you good news? If you're in a battle that's been too long, if you're in a valley that's been too long, then you need to write this down and remember it, and you need to pray this in. The battle in your life has an expiration date. Hallelujah. Aren't you happy about that? The battle in your life. You know what? I want you to see that. Guys, put that on the screens. I have that on one of the slides for you. Look at this. The battle in your life has an expiration date. And on that day, somebody shout, on that day. Say it again. On that day. On that day, your enemy will get an eviction notice from the Lord. God did not assign this enemy to you for the rest of your life. If you've been faithful and served the Lord, that battle will end. And it will end with the glory and the victory of the Lord. Hallelujah. Everybody that's got an enemy, you're ready for that eviction notice. You're ready for that expiration date. Can you just take a minute right now and praise God that the victory will be his, that the battle will be over, that those who endure, that weeping may endure for the night, but joy is coming in the morning. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We praise his name. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. You have not been assigned to this battle for the rest of your life. That is the good news.
This program is brought to you by the partners of Brian Cutshaw and Church Trainer Ministries. Please help us pray that the Lord will continue to send us more partners so we can expand his kingdom around the world.